Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 18th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple has sent out invites to an event in Brooklyn on October 30th with the phrase, "There's more in the making." Apple usually announces new iPads and various other hardware in October. Samsung unveiled the Galaxy Book 2 with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 850 processor, which goes on sale November 2nd for $1,000. Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint will all be selling it with LTE plans. The company says the Galaxy Book 2 is capable of gigabit class LTE and delivers multi-workday battery on a single charge, going for about 20 hours. The Book 2 speakers include Dolby Atmos support and has an all-new rear kickstand as well, a lot like the Surface. The display is an OLED panel with a resolution of 2160 by 1440. It runs Windows 10 with an S mode enabled out of the box with an option to upgrade to the fuller Windows experience for free. There's also a fingerprint sensor in the upper right corner on the back for Windows Hello. Spotify has given its app an update for paying subscribers, giving genres more of a front seat, and Spotify's radio service got a redesign as well, with the addition of new and easy-to-use artist radio playlists. A new search page lets you seek out artists, albums, and podcasts, but it's now more personalized, showing you your own top genres beneath the search bar. R&B, rock, hip-hop, kids and family, and the like. Spotify's premium subscribers grew to 83 million in the second quarter of 2018. It has 180 million monthly active users. That includes free customers, though. Spotify Premium is rolling out to premium subscribers on iOS and Android starting today. Twitter announced it will now let users know whether a deleted tweet was deleted by the user or because Twitter took action against the tweet. The company said that once it has determined that a tweet should be deleted, it will display a notice that states that the tweet is unavailable either because it violated the Twitter rules or because the user deleted it. Specifically, Twitter says that once it has determined a tweet should be deleted, the company will display a notice that states that a tweet is unavailable because it violated the Twitter rules. This will also include a link to those rules and an article that provides details on how Twitter enforces its rules. As for those who reported the tweet, the company will hide the tweet from their view going forward. Back in June, Mary Meeker of Kleiner Perkins Caulfield Byers indicated a slowdown of global internet access in her internet report for 2018. Today, The Guardian is reporting new data to back this up from an unpublished UN report from the Web Foundation shared with The Guardian, showing that the rate at which the world is getting online has fallen sharply since 2015, with women and the rural poor substantially excluded. The data shows that growth in global internet access dropped from 19% in 2007 to less than 6% last year. Essential Products, the startup founded by Android creator Andy Rubin, cut 30% of its 120-employee roster in hardware, marketing, and sales divisions, sources tell Bloomberg. The cuts come several months after the company canceled plans for a second version of its Essential smartphone and paused development of a home smart device. Essential is currently working on a new phone with a small screen that will try to automatically respond to messages on a user's behalf. Samsung Foundry announced it started production of chips using its 7LPP manufacturing technology that uses extreme ultraviolet lithography, or EUVL, for select layers. The new fabrication process lets Samsung increase transistor density of chips while also optimizing their power consumption. Usage of EUVL also allows Samsung to reduce the number of masks that it requires for each chip and shrink its production cycle. And finally, just over 50% of Americans who have used WhatsApp in the last 6 months don't know that the app is owned by Facebook. This is according to research from DuckDuckGo, the privacy-focused search engine. This wasn't a big survey. It just surveyed 1,297 adults. But the same survey found that 56% of Americans who have used navigation app Waze in the past 6 months didn't realize that Waze was owned by Google. DuckDuckGo conducted a similar survey that showed 50% of American adults were unaware that Facebook owned Instagram. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.